So the punter, Sam Cook, scores in a fake field goal to Mike Johnson.
Yes.
A tackle scores for the Falcons on a touchdown reception. Reuben Brown on the top, Mitch Berger on the bottom. Is this a celebration for larger body type men everywhere, Reuben?
Yes, the Husky section at JCPenney's is cheering today.
And you, Mitch Berger, did you see Sebastian Janikowski trying to run down a kick returner? Now, did that resemble you in any way?
It did, obviously not. He's a big, big boy. He looks like a lineman and slow as can be. I made all the tackles all the time. That was nothing like a Mitch Berger.
Okay.
No way.
Hey, the way that T-shirt's fitting you today, y'all look alike.
Whoa.
I don't know about that. Sebastian Janikowski can't do this. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Big boy.
Serious business now. Michael Vick has
Guns
a concussion.
Guns of Navarone.
They say his concussion could be serious. He could be out for a while. He's playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in memory. Can you judge Michael Vick at all this season, Mitch?
I don't think you really can. I mean, you can a little bit. He's struggled. It hasn't been all the offensive line. He has had a tough season. But that team is just not very good in Philadelphia. It hasn't been put together very well. I wouldn't judge him. I'd give him another opportunity. But you never know how a guy's going to come back from a concussion. So we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Reuben, he could be free at the end of this year. Do you think teams will line up for this guy now?
Yes, they will line up because every team in the NFL needs another quarterback. They need more than one, and he would be a great number two or a starting quarterback.
Reuben, is it possible that this could have saved Andy Reid's job at least for the rest of this season? I mean, without Michael
only
Vick in the line.
Only to the end of the season. Only to the end of
you
the season.
You think it's a done deal too, Mitch?
Yeah, I think Andy Reid's going to be out of here. It did save his job because the worst thing you could do to a rookie quarterback is take away his head coach. So it did save Andy Reid.
Okay, so tell me what you think when you see a quarterback go down now. Alex Smith, Jay Cutler, and Michael Vick all went down with concussions. Given what we know about life after football and the effect of concussions, does that scare you more now than it would have maybe 10 years ago, Mitch?
Yeah, I think it absolutely does, just because there's so many studies coming out now. The Jim McMahons, guys like that, have dementia. There's so many problems guys are having, and the lawsuits now are proving it. So it is tough. Every time a guy goes down with a concussion, that might be the last time he played. And we never thought that years ago when a guy went down. He finished the game, usually. I know I did twice.
Reuben?
Well, yes, it is. It's a very dangerous time for quarterbacks, but I think they're crazy people anyway. So the concussion sometimes is a helping factor. I'm joking
of
here,
course.
Obviously, you know, but it is a serious issue.
Okay, so the Falcons lost. They fall to 8-1. They lost to a Saints team that's a little bit scary right now. Could this be a good thing for the Falcons, Mitch?
Yeah, I think it is, because Rodney White does not need to do any more interviews talking about a perfect season and all that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. As soon as I saw that this week, I picked the New Orleans Saints to beat them. This is great for the Falcons. It resets them a little bit. It gets them back down, brings them down a notch so they can refocus. As long as they don't have to play the Saints in the playoffs, which they won't because the Saints aren't going to make it, the Falcons are going to be just fine.
Okay, Reuben, I want to move on to other stuff because we got a lot to cover. I got a question for you right now. If you had to take a Manning, would you take Eli or Peyton? Right now, Reuben.
I'm taking Peyton.
Me too. How about you, Mitch?
Peyton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peyton, absolutely. He looks great.
Would you take Mark Sanchez, Mitch, or former Costa Rican president Oscar Sanchez right now to play quarterback for you?
I'd take Mark Sanchez, only if he knows the playbook.
I mean, he's just been a disaster. Reuben, is he ever going to find his way back?
No, he needs a new situation. He needs a new place, clear his head, start over.
Okay, we got to race through this. Yeah. Bill Belichick threw the flag on the field. Who wants to mock him and make a comment?
I do, man. He looked like the kid that gets picked last at gym class. That's what he looked like on the field. I mean, oh, my goodness. You know what? Those who can't play, coach.
Okay.
And that's what Bill Belichick
Reuben,
does.
You're
he
holding your
better
Reuben,
than anyone.
You're holding your Reuben there? Who's it going to?
Yes. Adrian Peterson for that great job that he had this week. But also, I'm going to throw in the vets across the world, all the vets. We're celebrating Veterans Day, too. So,
awesome. Take a bite as a tribute to those vets. And you, Mitch, who gets your burger?
You see that? This is for Johnny Hector, the punter from the Rams. He went 2 for 2 yesterday for 40 yards with a perfect passer rating. Way to go, punter. This burger's for you, my man.
Okay,
you look like a young Mitch Berger.
Before you take a bite, let me see you take a bite and flex your muscles at the same time.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, and you, Reuben, as we wrap this up, are you wearing an ascot?
Why, yes, oh, that is. This is my alter ego, Ascot Brown.
You're making fun of my T-shirt and he's wearing an ascot? Come on, man. This guy.